This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
To be honest, brothers and sisters, every single year people are asking about the same question. Shall we pray 8 or 20 rak'ah? I'm not going to address this because I have spoken about it a lot. But let me just focus on this matter, which is what? This phenomenon that so many brothers and sisters, I guess, leave after 8 rak'ah. And sometimes they disturb people who are completing the 20 rak'ah behind the imam. This, I believe that this, which is to leave the imam after 8 rak'ah and let the congregation and the imam continue their taraweeh salah, I believe that this is closer to bid'ah than it is to sunnah. Yes, I believe that this, which is to leave after 8 rak'ah and let the imam continues, I believe that this is closer to bid'ah rather than it is to sunnah. Why is this? First of all, brothers and sisters, give me one scholar, great scholar, well-known scholar, who approved this. Some brothers who are doing this, they claim that they are following the Sunnah and they are following the Salafi way. All of us are following the Salafi way. I studied with Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. I studied with Sheikh Ibn Jibreen. Both of them have fatwas against this. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, I attended him in the Haram many times. He said, don't do this, which is to leave the Imam after 8 rak'ah and you just sit doing nothing and the people are praying. Why they said this? Why they were against this attitude? It is clear because of the well-known hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, whoever prays with the imam until the imam ends, then it will be counted for him or for her, of course, as if they have done qiyamul layl. So that's why they say if the imam is praying 20, whatever the imam is praying, pray, join him, don't leave before him. You want to pray after that, you can pray after that. Yes, brothers? So please, let us stop this attitude. And why I'm saying that it is close to bid'ah? Because people are doing it thinking that they are doing sunnah. This is the problem. It's not that they are busy and they have to go to their work, etc. No, they think that they are what? Doing sunnah. This is the problem. And they are going against the jama'ah, and they are going against the hadith, and they are going against also many a hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said the imam was appointed, so follow the imam. They are going against many principles. That's why I said it is closer to bid'ah. Brothers and sisters, having said that, I don't want to initiate another debate over this matter. So just those who believe in that, please reconsider your position. Reconsider your position carefully. That's all. We don't want another debate over this matter, especially the Ummah is going through so many difficulties these days. And I believe that we should focus on those challenges that the Ummah is facing. Jazakumullah khair.